I've been recording the whole time.
Crash!
And by that I mean, for 1 second before I said, I've been recording the whole time.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I needed to get that meme in there.
Of course. Oi. That's your secret, Crash? You've been... Yeah. Anyway. Hi, this is Beth with Crash and Ellie and Eo for doing GURPS Wars, the homebrew GURPS Star Wars game. And we are still with the apprentices from accounting, or logistics rather, but, you know, close enough, who last episode went trekking for like 8 hours, tromp, 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 through the desert, tromp, tromp, tromp. Good thing you people brought canteens.
I didn't even have a horse with no name.
I don't know.
No, we have to walk.
Mm-hmm. And then you found it. You found Fort Rufu.
And Rufu.
A chatty, friendly fellow who seems perfectly happy to welcome you into his prefab and scavenged... I blanked on the word. Not condiments. Not supplies. Gear? Stuff? Resources. Scavenged things. His humble abode. And then you all decided that you were going to trek back another 8 hours to go get the other NPCs and bring them here, if I recall correctly.
It's fine.
I don't trust him.
Oh, trust has nothing to do with it. But Entuxa here seems to think that Rufu is an incredibly interesting person.
And why was that? Oh, right, you shook hands with him. What was it that you found out about him?
His mind
I
is
genuinely don't remember.
Play
in darkness. I think I actually wrote that down somewhere. Yes, I recall that you shook hands and you had an impression of clay in darkness. And that's odd. I can't find where I wrote that down. Oh, maybe I didn't save. Oh, well. There it is. Yes. And then you people excused yourselves and prepared with very little rest to go trek back again. Is that accurate?
Something like that.
Have I left anything out that anyone thinks is important?
I think I texted the civilians to tell them to come to the fort, but other than that, yeah, that sounds right.
I mean, they're probably not, what's the right word? You probably would not want them to go traipsing through the wilderness trying to meet you because you might pass each other on the way. So
that's fair.
Getting ready to go, they can certainly do meeting you part way without GPS.
I think the plan was for us to go back and then escort them after getting a good night's rest.
Or a good afternoon's rest.
Okay.
Getting a rest. Taking a long rest and getting all of our spell slots back.
But you don't have to worry about spell slots. I'm not doing the D&D, the D20 version of the Star Wars homebrew. I'm doing the GURPS version.
I'm just trying to make sure I eat enough bacon to get my spell slots. I've been told that's how it works.
Anyway.
Well. Traipsing back, you probably want to do... Somebody wants to do a survival roll to make sure you don't step on a scorpion. Or hiking, or, you know.
I'm sure it's fine.
And Tuxa does survival by 4. Which, yeah. Survival, hostile environments, like outside.
We're the ones that are hostile. And Tuxa is quick to point out that she's the bad guy. But she's our bad guy. And our people person. Mm-hmm. And bird person, as has been established.
Uh-huh.
So what am I supposed to roll? It's not survival because I don't have it. So what else do I roll?
Give me an IQ -5.
I don't know how to do minuses, so...
That would be a miss by four.
I'm getting sunburned in different spots than I got sunburned in before.
Uh-huh. You might want to put on some of that sunscreen. Oh, it wore off. Or, you know, don't do the face plant in the cactus when you step in the hole that you were trying to avoid the scorpion because, well, you had danger sense. Sen, also a miss. Blisters. Your feet were not meant for this.
As I'm turning to talk to Sen about how we have stuff in our packs that could be used to treat blisters, I turn back just in time to walk into the cactus.
Ouch. And took but, your
to be
companions
fair, it wipes
are...
a smug expression off my face.
And took a... Your companions have never been on a dig site on some horrible dead planet, and it shows. Admittedly, you kind of were trying to get away from ancient knowledge, so you didn't have to go to dead, horrible planet dig sites, but apparently fate had other plans.
Oh, look. It's our home away from home. I recognize that bear trap anywhere.
You do get there. Limping. You really need to sit down with some tweezers for longer than you did. Get the cactus spines out. You're Sith. You'll heal overnight if you can get decent sleep.
Look, why would I use tweezers when I have telekinesis other?
Point.
I just need a mirror.
You need a mirror and a way to...
I'm from Coruscant. I have never been to a desert before.
Your shoes are comfortable, but not for 16 hours of walking.
When we get inside,
and
I'm going to take
my boots
off.
They are full of sand.
It's coarse and gets everywhere.
And gritty and terrible and...
And we talked over Ellie.
Sorry.
No, I was not saying anything. I was drinking tea. If you heard a noise from me, that's what it was.
Eventually, you will make it. You are foot sore. You are like little sore spots. You're not quite sure you've gotten all of the spines out because every now and then, you know, you twitch wrong and there's more spines and everything is terrible, TM.
I could walk around to the unsecured door. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to unsecure the secure door.
Made by
making
eight.
My telekinesis other roll by eight. The boxes just sort of slide to a little to the left so we can open the door anyway.
You open the door a little bit. Oh, there's the boxes. Shove. Yes, that's fair.
Right. We're back. I need a mirror and some time to remove cactus bits.
You are welcomed back by the NPCs whose unique voices I've forgotten and I'm probably not going to do just now. And a mirror is produced, although it is actually out of Manda's purse because, well, it's kind of a makeup mirror.
Doesn't matter. It's a reflective surface, so I can actually see what I'm using telekinesis other on.
Mm-hmm. Some dim lighting can be produced.
I do believe that is one of the prerequisites for being able to use telekinesis other.
You have to be able to see or otherwise sense it. And since you don't have ESP, it is a bit difficult for you to reach out in the force and manipulate things you can't see.
As I remove each cactus needle, I am removing it at speed, hopefully to embed them in a wall opposite me so they may never harm anyone again. Except for that wall.
I mean,
it knows what it did.
Well, the problem is some of the walls are plastic, so you have to make sure that you're putting it in like scrap wood.
Yeah, I'm aiming for the things where it's conceivable that a cactus needle could penetrate.
Okay. You can stick cactus needles in things. Honestly, you probably want to sand those things down later because, you know, they're embedded, but... Some of them aren't embedded all the way. They're sticking out a little. It's
above most people's head height. It's fine. Just don't jump and headbang the wall. You're okay.
If you're all fine now, here, I'm going back to bed. You will find that everyone is going to go back to bed because you've gotten, it's dusk now.
Oh, and Buck.
Yeah, sir?
We did find Rufu. He's fine.
Has good. Not
seen Wade.
Huh.
So wherever Wade went to.
I don't know where
he'd
be then.
Well, it's possible that Rufu was mistaken and had seen Wade, but had forgotten about it.
Or maybe he didn't tell you because he didn't know you.
I believe it is more complicated than that, although Entuxa would have a better sense of it.
By the way, when you say that you saw Rufu and he was fine, I would like you to make an IQ roll. And everyone who heard you say that should make an IQ roll. Well, all the PCs, anyway.
He's fine. We were all fine there. But I missed my IQ roll by two.
Why didn't I roll?
Made by one.
I saw Sen's roll.
Yeah.
I usually don't.
Ran, when you were moving things around, there was a letter that you found, and I think you showed it to the others.
I'm not sure we showed it to anyone else.
Did you show it to the other PCs?
Oh, the other PCs, yes.
That's the one that's the others I mean. Didn't that first letter say that Rufu had a bad leg and that was why he needed help?
I don't recall that at all because I missed my IQ roll by two.
Indeed. But the other people. Didn't that letter say something about he'd hurt his leg and that's why he needed some help and that's why he needed Wade to show up?
Yes, he seemed decidedly not hurt.
Indeed. His leg was fine. He wasn't even limping. He didn't act sore. He wasn't sitting down. He was going back and forth like a pretty spry fellow, really.
Well, we don't know how old that letter was. I say, understanding that I missed my IQ roll by two, so I'm leaning into that.
That's
player
possible.
Has very different suspicions. Ran does not.
Indeed, because you missed your IQ roll. All right.
Anyway, because I don't believe that there's anything foul afoot whatsoever, I am going to go to bed and pray that in the morning I will be less sunburned, or at least things will start to peel. Good night.
So, would this be a bad time to say that we should probably take watches?
I can't hear you. I'm sleeping.
I think he's volunteering to be the person who wakes up earliest in the morning, don't you, Antixa?
I am definitely not taking a patrol after pouring the sand out of my boots. I am definitely going to bed now. As you hear the outside door close again. I sigh loud enough that I'm certain they can hear me from inside the cabin. I intend to have an audience.
Are you setting watches?
Ran is not taking part in the conversation, but is assuming that if he goes out and starts being watchful now, then it'll be assumed that he's taking first watch, and therefore he will have the rest of the night for uninterrupted sleep, he hopes.
He hopes.
But he doesn't have the spoons to have that conversation right now. He walked into a freaking cactus.
Then I'll take second.
All right, I guess I'm volunteering to be the first one to wake up in the morning.
Oh, I thought we were doing 4-hour watches. I figured I'd let you sleep.
Well, you don't have to do that, but I can get up. Sen sort of does this awkward little grin.
I'm just saying, of the three of us, I'm the one who's actually used to being in the desert.
That's fair.
Ran has jumped onto the roof, and you can hear a certain amount of creaking around. It's a sturdy roof. People can stand on it if they aren't, like, jumping up and down.
Crash, do you mean to be rolling privately? Mm-hmm. Do you mean to be rolling privately?
No. That
You're left over with GM role.
It still says left private GM role. I don't know how I'm able to roll private GM role. I shouldn't be able to do that. Not on this account. Well, yes, but also you're a GM.
I think anyone...
Oh, I have it too.
Yeah, I suspect everybody can roll private GM, so the GM sees it, but everybody else doesn't.
What's wrong with the light sources? For some reason...
It's dark. I turned them off.
Still affected by where my token is, even when my token isn't selected. Definitely. When I'm outside, it looks like it's day, even when I unselect my token, except for the shadow of the house for some reason.
Probably because I had to stick light sources in to let you see anything. So even when I turn it to nighttime, it's still brighter out than you would think.
Yeah, but it's still using my token's vision when my token isn't selected. Just only in certain spots.
Foundry.
And now we can check off the fighting with Foundry Square on our bingo card.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see the weird lighting effect. I mean, it's probably an artifact of Fog of War when the light was coming in weirdly.
And
call it weird cracks here and there in the walls.
And for the record, Ran is walking towards the edge of the roof as he walks around, because he's assuming that where the walls meet the roof are where there's more structural support, and therefore he is less likely to drop in on people.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that much faith in the roof, but it does provide a better vantage point.
All right, give me a perception roll.
Made it by 5.
You avoid tripping over... Where did that little icon go? Did I delete that icon? That would have been stupid of me. I'll just make another one. Okay. As you're over in the at the corner, you manage to avoid tripping over that weird bird creature again.
Oh, hello.
Fuss.
Did you mean Rufu? We did get to see Rufu. Fine.
Was
Rufu not fine?
It flaps its wings at you angrily.
Look,
it's not approaching you. It's just
you're going to have to use your words.
Foos.
Yes, I've got that part down, but first syllable sounds like foos, doesn't help with the rest of the sentence.
Foos. It continues to flap, and anyone who feels like they sleep lightly can feel free to make a perception hearing roll, because it's not being quiet.
Look, if you really wish to be understood, I have two friends who, okay, perhaps friend might be a strong word, work acquaintances, who are much better at understanding people than I am. And they do require getting a bit closer to you for the true understanding to occur. That's something that you have to be willing to allow. Is that something you're willing to allow?
It continues to flap agitatedly.
I hold out an arm sort of bent, like, here is a perch that you can perch on if you so choose. I'm sorry, I don't see where animal handling is on my character sheet. I have diplomacy. That's like animal handling.
You can try a diplomacy roll.
I just made it, which probably means I failed, because I'm certain that this is not 100% diplomacy.
Interesting. Let me just refresh my memory about things that diplomacy does. Because, well, I just want to double check something and see if they've changed it on me. Da 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 da. Open that. Da 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 da. Open that. Flicker, don't touch my knee. Okay. Can I substitute a diplomacy role for any reaction role in a non-combat situation as described under influence roles? Let's open this and open the next one because I need to get to page 359. Influence. If you get it. Okay. Move this. Move this.
No socket. Nope. Nope. Not the time, and that's never the place.
Get a good reaction. Come now. Where's my dead gum? Where do I double check my sumdilio? Okay. Well. Okay. You're doing a thing that is not precisely accounted for in the rule, in the lovely little canned adventure that I'm adapting. OneShotAdventures.com with the numeral one shot adventures. And I'm going to plug for this because, wow, that's useful.
I'll go there right now. Wait.
No, don't do that yet. No spoilers. Don't spoil yourselves. This is for the listener.
But I haven't been refrigerated in years.
Unlike a cat. That was fine. That you're telling me about.
I'm holding Socket and he doesn't like when I started laughing.
No, don't refrigerate Socket.
For the record, listening audience, it was a cat years ago and they were fine. They snuck into the fridge when my uncle wasn't looking.
And an hour later, they were released.
Yes, by my aunt, who had just come home and did not know that there was a cat in the fridge.
Don't let your cat be in the fridge, people. It's not safe. However,
yes, not
when
recommended.
The cat is fine, after the fact, it's hilarious.
It was a very fluffy cat, and it had room in the fridge for it to sit. It fit.
The bird edges around... And maybe it stares at your arm.
Come now, I don't bite. Neither does Antuxa. I'm not sure about Sen, to be honest.
It looks like it's extremely baffled as to how to jump up off the corner of the roof to, if you're still standing on the roof, your arm.
I will lean closer, slowly, trying to not be threatening, as much as a Sith apprentice accountant can be unthreatening.
You're like a Sith IRS agent. Although the IRS is actually much better now than it was in the 80s. They're apparently very helpful. They're horrible in the 80s.
The IRS was very helpful. The first time I filed my taxes on my own, they were very kind and pointed out that I'd given them too much money and they needed me to take more back.
See? Useful.
Which is why I no longer do my taxes on my own. Anyway,
the bird creature, ugly space vulture, spulture, attempts to sort of hop towards your arm. I'm going to call that a dex check. It actually makes it. You now have a large but fairly lightweight spulture thing on your arm. Its face is absolutely hideous. It looks like it should have a beak, and it has horribly humanoid teeth instead that, you know, like a skull tooth protruding. It does not look like it has been understanding the word hygiene since it was hatched. Was it hatched? Who knows?
Oh, please. I've done business with huts.
It smells faintly like carrion.
After my last mission, this is fine. You don't smell anything like a swamp.
True. It smells like dusty carrion.
Oh, that's fine. I know someone who is very familiar with the smell of dusty carrion, but I'm going to let them sleep. I think this is an Intuxa problem.
So, people who heard things definitely heard the bird yelling fuss, fuss, flap, 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 some creaking on the roof, and then things quieted down. You may go back to sleep or whatever as you wish until Rand decides to bring you plot points.
I should probably find out if Rand is dead.
I mean, that's a fair assumption, but also I do not do a good job of getting down off the roof. May I also roll climbing?
Yes.
Oh, good. I managed to not land on another cactus.
Indeed. You catch yourself at the top of the thing before you go completely splat from jumping off and not having your concentration correct.
Okay, so lesson learned. Acquire a new friend on my arm after I've climbed off the roof. Right. Going forward, I'll remember that.
The bird digs its claws into your arm and flaps its wings around your face and is generally kind of a problem. And you probably have holes in your sleeve now.
I think I remember having a family pet that acted just the same way, and I'm getting nostalgic. Actually, it might not have been a family pet. It might have just been like a womp rat or something that it's broken into the house, and I thought it was a family pet. Until my parents found out about it, and then didn't tell me that, no, I was mistaken. It just went, it went to live on a farm up north.
I mean, there's the fan theory that there are, in fact, domesticated womp rats in the Empire that have been bred to be assorted sizes and fluffinesses and used as pets. Wild ones, on the other hand, are meaner.
Is Antuxa also wandering out?
Sure.
Oh, I just Googled womp rat to see what they look like. And yeah, I could see how they were cute. I mean, most of them appear to be drawn to look fierce and ferocious, but you scratch that little chin and see how they react.
Ran, have you been murdered by evil birds?
I have not. There are no evil birds nearby. I have a new friend here who I think might be trying to tell us something. Unfortunately, I'm not the people person. So, new friend.
You have a new friend and it's one of the evil birds.
No, it is not an evil bird. There's some very misguided bird-like creatures that use bows. I don't think our new friend here is in league with them. New friend, this is Sen, and this is Antuxa. Antuxa, would you be opposed to letting Antuxa reach out and just touch you once? It would allow for a better understanding of your plight.
Sen looks at Antuxa beseechingly, like Antuxa is the camera on a sitcom.
That's a lot of dice.
Yeah, just making a couple of reaction rolls, that's all. It continues to clutch painfully Rand's arm and flap wings and cry out, "Fuss! Fuss! Fuss!"
Yes, but here's the thing. None of us understand what that means. However, Antuxa has a way of understanding people if Antuxa can be in physical contact with them. That is not a skill I have, which is a shame because you're digging into my arm very painfully.
Fuss! Flap, 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 flap. With yes, a certain amount of...
Thank you for wiping all the sunscreen off of my face with your feathers. I do appreciate that.
I will take off my glove and reach toward the bird.
Yes.
Gently now.
It's making snapping gestures and acting like it wants to fly away. Do you wish to attempt to make an animal handling or other reaction roll modifier?
I have a suspicion that this bird is not high society.
I mean, probably not.
We don't know its social standing with other birds.
I'm not.
It's not flocking with them.
Oh, I am not doing well at this. In my defense,
I was about to say there's mind tricks, but
Ran, what were you attempting to do?
Make soothing sounds while also in extreme pain.
The bird takes flight and flaps cumbersomely over to attempt to land on Sen's head.
My head?
It got a much better reaction roll to you. Are you ducking or otherwise making this? No.
It's a good thing Sen has Leku.
Buttering as it
lands. It's a good thing that Sen has Leku, because otherwise we'd be able to say, it's in my hair, it's in my hair.
No, it's just trying to cling.
Like me.
Well, it seems to be clinging to your Leku pathetically.
I'm the one who thinks that they're terrible creatures that are definitely spying on us for the evil birds with bows or whoever controls them.
Confirmed, cats are
birds. Well,
then
who are you spying on us for?
Fuss! And Tuxa succeeds with it. Mind tricks by 2. What are you doing for a mind trick?
You do not fear us and think it's a good idea to let me touch you.
Weirdly, it made a real roll. And, okay, this thing, its brain is like this, obviously the size of
a
small fruit. Yeah, about a walnut. But Antuxa, the will that barely manages to resist yours is not that of an animal.
That was kind of the conclusion I was coming to.
Raise your hand if you're surprised by this.
It takes off and lands back on the corner, yelling fuss fuss and scolding at everybody and flap flap flap.
Look, we can't understand you when all you can say is fuss. But if you let Antuxa touch you, even if you just land on Antuxa's, well, maybe not land on Antuxa's hand. I do seem to be bleeding. But even if you let Antuxa touch you with a single finger, that will help us understand better what's going on. That does seem to be your goal, isn't it? One of them? So that we will understand what's happening?
Antuxa? The bird is not being particularly understanding. It's just yelling and scolding.
Yeah.
Someone could pick it up with telekinesis and float it over.
That's true.
They'd have to have a very high telekinesis other role.
Indeed, indeed, you probably would.
Picture GIF is what I intend to do with telekinesis other. Right.
To grab with the tongs and cart around. Give that a shot.
Very gently.
It will probably...
Gently now. Gently. Gently. As I try to click with the mouse gently. You can't click gently. You either click or don't click. There is do or do not. There is no try. and I made it by 4 to gently pick up the spulcher and slowly lower it down to Antuxa's eye level. It definitely doesn't look threatening.
It tries, as it feels itself being grabbed, it tries to flap and flail and yell fuss a lot, but it cannot escape your inexorable mental grasp.
I'm trying to mostly, like, I am holding it in place, but I'm also trying to have most of the hold be from below. So, like, supporting its body more than just wrapping force arms around it or something, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like I'm actually picking it up.
It's flapping a bit and seems extremely upset that it's not going in the direction that it's flapping, but you did, in fact, succeed in grabbing it before it could get anywhere.
Gently now. It's okay. Well, no, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not okay. But we're not trying to hurt you. Right, Sen?
I didn't kill it when it sat on my head, did I?
Yes, that is a point in favor of my story. My true story. I'm doing a very bad job of not lying.
I reach out and touch it, if I can.
It has. Yes, you can. It is being held. It does not get a dodge now. The feathers are dusty and grimy, and honestly, a sand bath might improve them. Make your roll.
I've got a boot full of it for it.
This bird is not what it should look like. It is there's a twinned thing in it of something less shoved together, something more streamlined, but also something like a biped. And there is also a hint of clay and darkness. And with a made by two, that's about what you're getting. Yeah.
Okay. I will relay this to the others.
I maintain that these things are clearly the worst.
Well, at least it doesn't seem to be their fault.
So, this isn't how you've always been.
It is upset and trying to flap its wings and mostly screaming fuss at you now. You had that crit fail on diplomacy. It's not listening to you right now.
That's fair. Fair and valid.
Yes, poor awful thing.
Well, it used to be a humanoid. Now it's not. Would you prefer to be turned into this? How would you act if it happened to you?
I think I'd probably be pecking out your eyes.
So comparatively, we're far less horrible than our friend here. Or more horrible. I meant more. Editor, fix that in post.
Friend!
By the way, I'm leaving that in. I am not fixing that in post.
From inside, there's a somewhat sleepy, cranky voice of Buck saying, "Just put that thing out. It's misery, sir."
If we were in the habit of putting every miserable thing out of its misery, there'd be way more corpses.
It's so loud.
Well, given that you haven't died horribly and fallen off the roof and we had to discover your corpse, I think I'm going to try and get some sleep.
That's...
Yes, play with the awful bird that definitely isn't going to crit us all over.
I don't think that's going please, to take place.
Please wake me when it's time for my watch.
Certainly. I move the spulture back up to where I took it from and gently let go.
It drops a few inches to the edge of the roof and promptly takes off and flaps off in a cranky way. Screaming fuss all the way.
Yes, I suppose I earned that. Well, more battle scars for the old uniform. I don't suppose...
You probably want to put some antibiotics on that.
Yes, I don't suppose I'll be able to get another one. They don't tend to issue those to people who've left the service. Oh, well.
You're a Sith in logistics. You can acquire another uniform if you write your paperwork correctly.
But it's not the same. It's like French fries taste better when you steal them from a family member. I go in, grab the antibiotics, and go out again, and I'm going to apply them while I'm walking around. It's fine.
Right.
Pain is temporary.
And nothing else happens.
Pain is temporary. Scars are cool. My anger will set me free.
I love how you're moving your icon around the house and patrol there.
Really, I'm doing this the hard way. I should just be doing this.
What, click and slide?
Yeah.
No, it's funnier when you're doing it with each little, you know, arrow tap, 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 tap.
By the way, if I spam...
Because it's like you're stomping.
If I spam the arrow, there's still a limit to how fast I can move. I can press it way faster than I move across the screen.
Mm-hmm. Nothing else comes near that you can tell. There's sounds outside. There's maybe insect sounds, maybe bird sounds here and there. Weird things that, you know, honestly, that sounds like a frog. You have no idea how a frog would be in a desert, but who knows? Next watch. Antuxa?
By the way, any gnats that come towards me, I force squish.
There shall be no mosquitoes eating you. Antuxa, give me an appropriate roll for perception as you wander around with your eyes glowing faintly in the darkness. Ooh. Made by five and just made. You get the same set of noises, strange alien nighttime noises. Ah, disturbances. The disturbances are where you left them primarily.
We keep them over there. There's, the rest of the disturbances.
Yeah, I mean, well, mostly you feel the, you know, distant pits of darkness here and there. Might be, let me make a roll myself here.
Oh, there's a sleeping icon.
Aw. You feel almost the brush of another mind doing something similar to what you're doing.
Do I get a direction or just...
Not very nearby.
Okay.
You know, just there's another consciousness that when you brush it with your mind, it's maybe somebody meditating. It does not linger. You do not get an attempted telepathic contact, mind probe contact. Percy, do not sneeze. Pardon me while I fend off the snot monster. Okay. All right. Unless you're going to do anything particularly, Sen's watch comes without any other incident.
How long are the watches?
I'm assuming you're dividing them roughly equally. Let's see. About 3 hours.
Offered to not. It is her decision whether she...
I thought it was just the two of us taking watch, so I took one 4-hour watch and took the other 4-hour watch.
Yeah.
We're letting Sen sleep.
That's what I'm assuming.
Oh, you're letting Sen get more sleep?
Yeah.
Sen is assuming you're going to wake them up.
Well, then Sen can be pleasantly surprised.
We wake Sen up in the morning.
Indeed, it is the morning. With a certain amount of groaning and whatnot. Let's turn the lights back on there. The NPCs come out again and dig around in the rudimentary kitchen nook there and pull out, okay, basically expired ration bars and whatnot mostly. They're not very expired, just, you know, a few months.
As I recall, we still have like a suitcase full of MREs.
Well, yeah, if you dragged it along.
Why wouldn't I?
I can't imagine.
Their MREs.
I can't imagine Ren leaving it behind.
Indeed.
Look, this is classic cuisine. And by classic, I do mean expired, but not that expired. This one's still good for 3 or 4 decades. It has a very high salt content.
Looks like potato chips.
It does not taste like potato chips. In a good way,
then,
it does not taste like potato chips.
In any case, there is the bustling of tired people who really wish that there was something besides powdered calf of a terrible off-brand and only the dregs of that. Look, to wake them up.
You can have this fruit drink that came in my MRE. I think its flavor is blue.
Kenzo says, young fellow, does it have caffeine?
I don't think it was supposed to.
I'll drink it.
It might have fermented well in storage.
Buck, I'll drink it.
Look, I prefer the red ones. You can split it for all I care. I set it down on the table and finish my MRE breakfast, which is chicken marsala.
Buck starts to grab for it.
I will note some species traits here.
Yes, you are. You do have the cast iron stomach there, don't you?
You could probably eat the cactus.
Sen is perfectly capable of eating extremely expired food.
I suppose the question is whether you're going to grab for the thing as well.
I appreciate that Sen is the one that can't, like, and Tux is the one with gluttony, but Sen is the one who can survive the gluttony.
Yes,
no,
well,
no, I'm pretty sure that Antuxa has taste.
There is nothing here that could be qualified as a tempting morsel.
And it's absolutely terrible because you're still hungry. You have a high metabolism. You burn through this thing, especially when you use force. A buck releases the blue to Sen after almost visibly remembering that Sen is a dangerous person with a lightsaber as opposed to just J. Random Twi'lek or something.
Look, I have no idea if this is drinkable to humans.
He said it might be booze.
That is a way that you can interpret what he said.
Isn't that what fermented means?
There are plenty of things that are made through fermentation. It might also be vinegar.
Yeah.
It could also be isopropyl alcohol, which you can drink it if you don't mind losing your vision.
No, I mind that, sir. Right, sure.
Yes.
Raises up his hands and does the, you know, all yours sort of look.
Take my advice. This won't bother Sen.
And if it would bother Sen, Sen probably will get a danger sense.
And a +8 to the HT roll.
Yes. Resistant ingested poison.
Sen's stomach biome is more powerful than you could possibly imagine. It cannot be struck down by this blue drink.
The blue drink is blue. It might have been fizzy once. It's fairly flat. Got a faint tang of things that would probably be toxic to humans, but, you know.
It kept its
flavor.
Color. They don't always do that when they expire. Probably the artificial coloring.
After a meal of whatever can be scrounged up or that Rand can be persuaded to part with out of his backpack of food, everyone can make another trek.
Right, so
you can
take it from me,
try
apply
to push
plenty
it.
Of sunscreen. If you think you haven't applied enough, apply more. If you think you have applied enough, apply more. If you think you've applied too much, apply some more.
I'm going to make some hiking rolls for people. These are poor, sad,
unfortunate souls.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Let's just say that unless you're willing to leave people behind, Oh, hey, critical success on Antuxa. Antuxa survival. Okay. Unless you're willing to leave people behind, even a critical success on survival is not going to hurry people along. Their Manda especially is apparently made for being a secretary, not made for trekking across a desert world. But with a critical success on Antuxa's survival, everybody else can be steered away from all of the mistakes that they've been making. Your critical success will carry the party.
And speaking of carrying the party, I made my telekinesis other roll by 6. The slowest member of the party has 7 league boots. Not literally. That would involve throwing them. I'm not throwing them. I'm just making them lighter on their feet.
Are you making her lighter on her feet, which makes her fairly wobbly, or are you just going to make her lighter and carry her? Scooped up in your arms.
No, scooped up in telekinesis other. And just to put her slightly ahead so that we can pass her again. And then I do it again.
This is possibly not helping as much as you would think. You're making slightly better time, but with a certain amount of... It's rather wobbly for her.
I'm not trying to be kind to her. I'm trying to keep us moving.
She made her dexterity roll by a sufficient amount that, yes, she's moving. You're still not making the best time. On the other hand, you're not having to stop to try to pick thorns out of anybody's face because Antux is grabbing people before they walk into thorn bushes.
I may or may not no one stepped in the hole. Other to relocate thorn bushes and cacti every time I see one within 10 feet of our path.
Some of those things are pretty difficult to uproot.
My rage will set me free and set that cactus free to live the rest of its short life over there with the other cacti.
Along with most of a root ball.
And a significant part of that dune.
Yeah, I mean, they have pretty deep roots.
One would think you don't like cacti.
I don't mind them when they're over there. Where I left them.
Let me put a few people. All right, that's right. That's what I want to do.
I'm concerned about how you hesitated with the word people.
I'm just going to load up one of the random scenes here. This just means I need to just put some straggling, sad people along the way, and where's my PCs? Come on, PCs, right there you are. There's my PCs, and there's Tuxa, and there's Rand, there's Sam, and let's load and activate.
Wonder Map powers activate.
As you are straggling along, you're almost back to where you think the other cabin is going to be soon. And there's a tall rock. And as you approach the tall rock with all sorts of complaining and Sen making snarky remarks about how much Rand just loves the cacti and don't you want to bring them back, a Zabrak, an Iridonian Zabrak, they're the pale brown ones, steps out from behind the rock, out of the shadow of it, and ponders you all with arms crossed.
Well, hello there.
Where are you people headed?
Is there somewhere you think we should be headed?
Do you know what? Where are you going?
Is this someone you know, Buck?
Nope. That looks like escaped slave or something. The Zabrak rolls his eyes.
Well, we were going to go impose ourselves on some twit, but It sounds like you've got another option.
Just going to make a few little rolls here. You are walking towards danger.
Usually.
Ah, this person does in fact appear to be a force user of some stripe.
Okay.
If that's what you were attempting to detect, disturbances, aura, etc.
Well, I was also kind of wondering if there was a disturbance in the direction that he was trying to block.
I mean, you're headed in the... There's patches of darkness all over the place. It is, in fact, closer to one of them than not, but not like... You weren't like going to head right on top of one. You were at Fort Rufu. It's not in the middle of a patch of darkness.
Okay.
You know, there's one maybe a few hours trek away from it, but maybe more. It's a little hard to tell. It seems to be sort of an... It was... Unless you were specifically looking back then, there was one around in that general vicinity-ish, but not, like, right on top of it. And it wasn't doing the horrible pulsing thing from that horrible swamp house, so yay.
Okay.
But this fellow does radiate a certain force user tradition and does not really feel like a light force user. Or at least if this is a Jedi, this is not a very shiny one.
Fair enough.
There is danger in that direction. You should not go there unknowing. Especially you. He points at Sin.
Then tell us all about it.
Yeah, I hear Rufu doesn't like aliens much.
Ah, he catches aliens and gives them to the Hutts.
Does he now?
Him, his nephew's gang, yes. They steal things, and if they catch aliens, they give them to the Hutts so that they are not put back into collars themselves.
Rand can't stop smiling at the thought of somebody trying to make Sen be a slave. Mostly Sen, thinking of all the dismembered body parts that would result from that.
Sen is also smiling, but it is a fixed smile.
A, is this your arm smile?
It is an era of the Empire when generally aliens are not considered appropriate, to be Sith. Therefore, Sen came from outside. Sen has backstory. It is probably a bit tragic.
Well, as a rule of thumb, Sith make poor slaves.
Ah, says the Zabrak. And yet there is still danger even for you, I think.
Oh, I don't think anyone here is denying that. Anyone here denying that? Anyone? Ah, good.
Your NPCs are all sort of in a small cluster with Buck hiding behind the other two, doing a certain amount of, we are hot, we are tired, and we have no idea what this nonsense is, and can the nonsense go away?
Well, we're the survivors of a train crash from, it was in roughly that direction, and... We're trying to escort these people to a place where they can at least get some shelter. If we can't go that direction, do you happen to know of another one we can go in? Or some way to contact someone in authority and have them pick us up?
There might be a communicator at that fort, if it has not been broken. Hidden, perhaps.
Now, why would he break his communicator?
I am not going to talk in front of all those people. They smell of people who would speak to Hutts in exchange for their own... No.
Well...
No, if you go there on your guard, that is well enough. Perhaps we shall talk later. Okay. He steps back around the rock.
Sen sort of takes a step towards the rock.
He is no longer visible.
The rock fails its fright check when Sen takes a step forward.
The rock should.
Do you smell what's cooking? Sorry, that was out of context.
Fine. Let's see if Rufu gives me an excuse to dismember him.
You need an excuse?
Well, I assume you're going to start objecting if I don't have one.
Well, I would at least prefer if I'm able to get out of the splash radius. My uniform's already ruined.
Shall we continue?
Well, we have been walking for an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
Actually, I was thinking that if you manage to make it to the Fort Rufu, that it would probably be a good ending point there.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up everyone and magically carry us all there. Let's see. What do I need to roll for that? That is out of context, by the way. I'm not actually attempting this. But as a joke, I would have made it by 7.
Telekinesis by 7.
Everyone, not actually picking us all up.
Everyone comes traipsing along, foot sore, and gets to the fort where Rufu is sort of meandering around. I mean, fort in quote marks, checking over everything. Maybe he's, you know, just patrolling the area. He sees you all come straggling along, opens his arms wide, and says, "Friends, you did make it back. Welcome to my humble home. Come in. I've got some food ready for you." And, you know, I think I'm going to end it right there, just because that's the sort of place that has ominous music. Dun, dun, dun. He's so friendly.
I mean, one of us has a cast iron stomach, so the whole "I have food ready for you" would not be considered a threatening remark to them. But,
No, I'm considering it a threatening remark.
When he said, "Hello, friends," that was probably a threatening remark.
Any objections to ending off early since people are a little tired?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Rand failed to detect lies.
Yeah, by next week we'll forget that I rolled a critical, well, not a critical failure, but I missed detect lies by 2.
Well, you never know. You might find something else to roll on.
It turns out he was lying. He does not have food ready for us.
Dun, dun, dun.
It takes 5 more minutes.
It's more MREs. It's not food. It's MREs. No, it's not food.
No worry. I have plenty of MREs.
Does anyone have
more
anything
than enough
they
MREs
want
for everyone?
True. Does anyone have anything they want to plug?
Well, EO's Mom Writes Books.
Oh, and what would the URL for that be?
I don't know. You will have to tell me.
Oh, ElizabethMcCoy.com?
Dash there right now. That's still fine.
Or ask your local library, because it's they're ebooks, and they are either the minimum price that Overdrive allows selling at, or licensing at for however much, or they are list price, or they're below list price, which means that, as I understand it, I mean, most ebooks that traditional publishers use will try to license a book for like $20 or $30 per book, and that's low. Mine are below $7, so ask your library to pick it up for pocket change. Then you can read it for free, legally, and I still get paid by the library, and other people can read it for free, and it's awesome. And speaking of awesome things,
I don't need to ask my library, because I already checked and they have your books. So there.
I'm so happy.
Yes. But also, speaking of websites, our website where we put all these podcasts is aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel, where you can get more in this series of GURPS podcasts, but also Dungeons & Dragons podcasts. Those have been going on since 2017. And also, fairly new Cypher System podcasts, because Ellie's running an adventure that is very, very fun. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, you can go to is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And if you want to support us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, which will allow you to help us keep the lights on and listen to episodes as soon as they're edited. Joining other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, I really hope that they aren't going to get themselves killed. Probably not. They weren't that weak. Quite the opposite. I really hope they're not going to get themselves killed. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Good work. We'll most likely kill you in the morning.
Entirely possible.
Oh, Rufu, you did not hear us say that as I make a hand gesture. This is not canon. This is not canon. I can't even do mind tricks.
Obviously, you need to have Antuxa teach you.
Oh, no, I just jog their memory the way that Fezzix jogs memory. Except
everyone gets a character point.
I should probably stop.
Everyone record your new character point.